By tomorrow morning, we'll be in the mid to upper 50s across the tri-state. Scattered showers Monday with temperatures going the wrong way. Starting off in the morning in the mid to upper 50s, dropping to the upper 40s by early evening. Back down to the upper 20s for Tuesday morning with a few flurries. I'm Fox 19 Chief Meteorologist Steve Horsmar on 55 KRC. We hit the cover.
Right now, 40 degrees at 55 KRC, the talk station.
Watch Gary Sullivan on the Champion Window Visualizer Cam every Saturday and Sunday.
How about a market strategy that protects against loss while capturing significant gains? For a free consultation, call Brown Financial Advisors today at 513-575-9654. Brown Financial Advisors, working for clients, not companies.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, The Talk Station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, I'm joined in the booth by my wife, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott is with us as well.
Good evening.
And if you'd like to join the show, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Again, this is Trigger Time. We want to thank everyone for your emails and show ideas. We do get them. We do appreciate them. Keep them coming. Info@TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. That's info@TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. Send those guest request ideas, show ideas, questions. You know, if you got a question about firearms, a firearm-related incident, or anything. I've had people send us questions because they had a gun that wasn't working anymore, and they wanted to know if we had any ideas. So whatever it is, if it's at all related, we'll try to help you. We certainly don't have all the answers, but if you listen to the show, you know that our panel of guest experts is pretty wide, and we can find the answer for you, that's for sure. So we'll definitely get it. Want to remind everybody, too, that, you know, finally, you know, it's February. I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit here, but finally the winter is coming to an end. That means that Friday Night Steel will be starting up again. Outstanding resource here locally for shooters. Every Friday night over at Fairfield Sportsman, you know, it's a 3-stage shooting event. Very well run. It's run by Dr. Keith Nelson. It's just one of those things that, you know, if you've had your training and you're into shooting a little bit and you're looking for something that you can do that'll really, really, really help hone, sharpen, and keep honed and sharpened those drawing and shooting skills, multiple target acquisition, things like that. It's just a really good exercise, but it's not one of these. You know, I'm not a competitive shooter per se, so I don't go to these competitions, and it's, you know, real high stress, and, you know, the guys in the colored shirts and the fancy speed rigs and everything like that. There are those kind of shooters there, but there are also people there that are just shooting their personal defense weapon, and that's what it's for. You know, it's just for everybody. I'm not the fastest guy there, and usually not the slowest guy there, you know, so it's really, not everybody's, you know, worried about time. You get a score, and you can kind of compete against yourself and try to have a better time every week if you want. But it's not a competitive environment in that anybody feels bad about their performance or anything like that. Lots of experts, lots of people there to help if you got a question or something like that. New shooters do very well there. There's always plenty of people on hand to help them. And that's Friday Night Steel. They have a website, www.fridaynightsteel.com. It's an outstanding thing. We'll go to it as much as possible this year, and really looking forward to that starting back up. Also, Amy said that, what was it, TDI had their first class. They had the CQ close quarters.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, good sign for me that, you know, TDI is, you know, having class, you know, the winter's coming to an end. So Tactical Defense Institute is just that. It's a training facility out in West Union, Ohio. Amy and I spent a lot of time there last year. We will do that again this year. They have classes in defensive shooting, handgun, tactical rifle, tactical shotgun, snubby revolver, knives, hand ground fighting. I mean, just everything. They have a field medicine class. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've just anything you can think of. And it is all so well done. If you're a regular listener to the show, I know you know who I'm talking about. But Tactical Defense Institute is probably the cutting edge. It's the best that the people that are in this field for real. You know, we've had airborne rangers that are, you know, decorated, serve multiple tours overseas, stand and say it's the best training in the world. You know, so people like that say that, you've got to take them seriously. So, and it's available right here. I mean, you know, you will train out there with police officers and civilians alike, and it's an outstanding resource. www.tdiohio.com. It's run by John Benner. He's been on the show a few times and become a good friend of Amy and I, and it's just a really, really, really well done thing. All the instructors are great guys, so we encourage you to look them up as well. Target World, you know, we were actually at Target World early this morning. I was helping, with a class, but recently Amy and I did a class at Target World, in concealed carry 2 class. It's sort of a, you know, not an advanced concealed carry class. I don't call it that at all, because we took an advanced concealed carry class out of TDI, and, you know, that's a whole nother animal. What we were trying to do with this class, we had a couple hours, you know, 3 hours. We're trying to deal with the accessing of a concealed firearm in an emergency situation, drawing and firing that weapon, again, in an emergency situation. What we really wanted to do was to give these people an idea of how prepared they are for this incident, and thereby, you know, maybe instill some encouragement in them to go beyond this simple class. We did give them, you know, a short skill set of, you know, how to clear a garment, how to draw the weapon and present and shoot. But again, something they can work on over and over and over and perfect, hopefully. But also, hopefully, they were able to see that, you know, more training is needed. When you're carrying a firearm, it is an awesome responsibility, you know, and that's something that I don't know that a lot of people know. And this came up, you know, I always say you learn in any class you go to, I don't care what it is, you can learn from anybody. You can learn something from anybody. Now, I learned something today, or at least got something, you know, kind of enlightened, shown to me in a different way this day by Keith Nelson. Yeah, it's not unusual for Keith to teach me something. I learned just about every time I talk to him. But you know, I went to his concealed carry class today for the range portion, and I was just kind of helping him on the range watch the class, and he talked a little bit to the guys, the students, about, you know, carrying a firearm. And It is. I mean, you can't walk around with a firearm like it's a clipboard or like it's a cigarette lighter. It's a totally different thing. When you are walking about carrying a firearm, understand that it's an enormous responsibility you have. You've decided, you know, today I'm going to be armed, and hopefully you do decide that every day. But when you make that decision, you assume responsibilities. There are dire consequences sometimes for having or not having, and you've got to understand that those exist, and you've got to act accordingly. In one of our classes that we did, you know, we were trying to point out to people that, you know, we have a tendency when we draw our gun and we fire at the target, and if we throw one, you know, over the shoulder or the silhouette or something, we think, oh, well, I only missed one, but now where'd that one go? You know, that, you know, and I point them out and I say, well, you threw one into the playground here, but, you know, it's okay. Work on it. It happens here, but that's the way you got to look at it. You know, you didn't just miss the gray area. You threw a bullet into a playground or a school bus, and understand that when you are in that moment, when you are trying to defend your life, it's not going to be the most calm moment of your life. The adrenaline's going to be flowing, and all the practicing you did or didn't do is going to come in right there in like a funnel. It's going to pour in on you, and you are going to be doing things at a speed and with an intensity that you're just not accustomed to. And it will be easy to make a mistake. You know, mash the trigger, overmash the trigger, you over squeeze the gun, whatever, and you send a bullet the wrong way, and you change everyone's life forever, maybe. Now, hopefully it wouldn't hit anybody, but what if it did? These are the things you have to think about. So in Keith's class today, he was talking about this mindset. And, you know, when we got to TDI begins with, that's where they start. They talk about mindset first, because mindset's what's going to matter the most. Yeah, certainly the other stuff matters, but mindset is crucial. So I was going to talk a little bit more. We're going to take a short break here in a minute in a second, actually. And then we're going to come back. We're going to pick up here. I'm going to talk a little bit about what Keith was talking to his class about. It was really informative, and I hope that they took it in, because I did. I was listening intently. Hopefully the students were listening, too, because it was really good stuff. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC. Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-900-9049. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-900-9049. 1-800-900-9049.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-809-0602. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. 1-800-809-0602. That's 800-809-0602.
Watching over your wealth. Now more from the Steve Perrin Coordinated Financial Planning Studios on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show with a question or a comment, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time with Joe and Amy. Before we went to break, we were talking about the concealed carry class I helped out at this morning. That was a lot of fun. I appreciated Keith letting me do that. But you know, Keith had the group there out there on the range, and he began to talk to them a little bit about the responsibility of carrying a firearm and the state of mind that you really need to be in when you're armed. You know, we don't think about this enough, I don't think. But unfortunately, a lot of people will go about their life in a completely unaware state. Jeff Cooper was a Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel, veteran of World War II in Korea, considered the father of the modern technique of pistol shooting, handgun shooting. I mean, you know, Jeff Cooper is, you know, again, he's if you're a handgun shooter, he's one of the founding fathers of the modern technique. We could talk all hour about him, but suffice it to say, he introduced, he never did take, you know, claim for developing this, but he did use this, and it's called the Cooper Color Code, where he has these four codes of that each color represents a state of mind. All right. White, yellow, orange, and red. Now in condition white, you're completely unaware and unprepared. Okay. You're not on guard at all. Okay. I'm probably only in condition white when I'm asleep, I would say. I mean, that's pretty much because you are literally not aware of your surroundings. You're not listening. But the thing is, I joke and say I'm only like this when I'm asleep. But there are people that drive about the city in this condition, okay? They go about their day in condition white, just absolutely unaware of their surroundings, paying no attention at all. Understand that in this situation, in this state of mind, if you get attacked, the only thing, in fact, in his words, if attacked in condition white, the only thing that may save you is the inadequacy or ineptitude of your attacker. I mean, it's possible that your attacker will simply be an idiot and foul it himself, okay? Maybe. But if that doesn't happen and you're in condition white, you're done for, okay? We don't walk around blind to the world. Okay, we don't walk around as if the world's not at least a potentially dangerous place. At least we shouldn't. But there are people who do. Okay, we're gonna take a call here. We'll pick up the mindset here in just a second. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Joe. First of all, I'm a concealed carry holder, but I go to the range a lot, and I obviously carry a weapon and ammo to the range.
Sure.
And I understand just because you're a concealed carry licensed person, the rules are different from carrying in an automobile or truck or whatever versus concealed carry. So typically when I go, I'll have my concealed weapon on me, holstered mm-hmm. the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
But I also have, usually two weapons, ammo, mags, and so forth. So what is the legal way to transport in a motor vehicle to the range in this case?
Well, actually, a loaded firearm, if you have a concealed weapons permit, a loaded firearm, or I should say a concealed handgun license in Ohio, your loaded firearm can be on your person in a holster, it can be in a glove compartment, or it can be in any box or bag that has a closure. So if it has a clasp or a zipper, you're fine. And that's it. Let's say you had the typical single pistol case,
uh-huh.
and in your back seat with a loaded handgun in it, that's fine. Your gun is in a box, it's closed. And you could have another one on your person in your holster. If you've got a permit, you're good in that regard. Now, this doesn't apply to rifles, any long guns. This is
right.
Not the case. But with handguns, you're good to carry them that way.
Well, let me clarify a little further. I shoot in the Glock Sport Shooting Foundation
uh-huh.
at Target World. So
okay.
maybe I didn't clarify enough. But I have my concealed weapon on me.
Right.
But I'm also carrying two Glock firearms with mm-hmm. ammo that I'm going to compete with.
Yeah, that's okay. You can, your permit does not have you're not restricted in any number of firearms you carry on you at any
okay.
one time. So that permit covers every pistol in your car, as long as it is, if it's loaded, okay, it needs to be in some sort of a box or a bag that has a closure or a zipper or in a glove compartment. But there are a lot of people, Doug, who will carry, they'll keep a gun in their car in their glove box and still wear the one on their person and have another one in a box that they leave in their trunk all the time or in the back seat. Again, as long as they're stored that way, the quantity of firearms you have, handgun wise, does not matter.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Because I was separating the ammo from the weapons.
Yeah.
And okay, very
yeah, no,
good.
No, you're good. You're good
all
if
right.
you got a valid permit.
Hey, great show. Appreciate all your help with this.
No problem, Doug.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, condition white. Don't be in condition white. Condition white, you're like a corpse almost. Nothing's going to come to your defense mentally. When something happens, you're going to be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me." That's pretty much it. Condition orange, or I'm sorry, condition yellow is the next state. It's a relaxed state, okay? There is no specific threat, but your mindset is that today could be the day that I have to defend myself, okay? Pretty much if you're wearing a firearm, you need to be in condition yellow. Okay, that's it. Because this is not a state of, oh my God, it's coming any second. It's a state of, we live in a dangerous world. This could be the day that I have to defend my life or the life of my family or something else. So, I'm going to act accordingly. All right. This is the, I've got to watch my, you know, I've got to watch my 6 o'clock, check my 360. You know, you do not have to be in an armed state to be in condition yellow, but if you are armed, you should be in condition yellow. This is just an alert person. This is a person who knows what's going on around them, makes an assessment of every situation, you know, as it unfolds before them. Nothing happens to this person that is a shock. Okay. And this is where we need to be. One of the things that they told us out at TDI, which I thought was, you know, and I tell people this over and over and over, it was not like an oh my God moment, but it was just like a wow, I didn't, you know, I just hadn't thought of that. But if you get to a, you know, if I get to a certain point, if I walk around a corner and a guy has got his arms around my neck, okay, I've done something wrong to get to this point. All right. If I end up on the ground with somebody wrestling for my firearm, or if I end up, you know, staring down the barrel of a pistol, I've done something wrong to get to this point. I've already done something that I shouldn't have done. So this begins not when you see the threat and you clear your garment. That's not where it begins. It begins that day when you're putting on your firearm and getting ready to leave your house. You have got to realize, as you strap on that weapon, today could be the day that I have to use this thing. I live in a dangerous world. There are animals out there. They will victimize me. It can happen. So I've got to be ready for that. Look behind you. When you're walking down the street, do you look behind you? A lot of people don't. I always check behind me. I check behind me periodically. I use the windows if I'm walking past storefronts. I use windows. I don't consider myself paranoid. I guess maybe some people do. In fact, I know some people consider me paranoid, but I'm really not. I just keep my eyes open.
It's not just when you're on the move either. There was a recent incident in one of the gas stations. A gentleman was standing there pumping gas in his car, and he didn't, you know, he's standing at the side of his car pumping gas, and a guy came up from behind him and took him down. I don't know what became of that, if the gentleman, how badly he was injured or if he was killed, but they showed on the video from the gas station that, you know, this guy walked up right behind him. He wasn't paying attention to what was going on around him.
Right. And we can do that, because how many times do you pump gas?
Yep.
It's those things that we do all the time that we tend to just glaze over, okay? What you don't know is, you don't know if a guy just walked away from a road gang up the road and is looking for a vehicle. You don't know if somebody just got in a fight with a cop at the bowling alley next door and got away and is needing a fast way out of there. You don't know any of that.
A guy just stole something from inside of the gas station.
Anything. So when you are out, you know, again, I'm not going to tell you how to act in your home, but when you are outside your circle, outside your home, the walls of your home, and you're especially if you're armed, you need to be aware of your surroundings to the point that things cannot happen to you that you don't see coming. Now, anybody can get taken by surprise. I understand that. But there are some things that just shouldn't happen to you without you seeing it coming. And if they do, you've already let somebody inside that circle. Okay. So condition yellow is pretty much just, again, a relaxed alert state. You're not tense. You're not, and you can stay in this state for extended periods of time. You can stay in this state for a very long time. Some of the other states, the heightened states, it's difficult to stay in for extended periods of time. But you know, in condition yellow, you can stay in it for long periods of time. Condition white, obviously, you can stay in for a long time too. That's basically asleep. But again, don't kid yourself. There are police officers that patrol in condition white. There are. I mean, and this is not a dig at cops. Every police officer that I know knows I have utmost respect for law enforcement. But there are guys that, you know, people that are just, you know, they're, again, I've patrolled these streets for 12 years. I'm, you know, mad. I'm thinking about this, mad about that, not thinking about this, not nothing. You know, just rolling along, not paying attention. It happens.
If you're one of those people that walk around staring at your cell phone, playing games or checking your emails or whatever as you're walking around, you're in condition white.
Sure.
You're not paying attention to what's going on.
Or if you got an iPod. If you got an iPod, right. you got music blaring in your ears, let me tell you something. You might visually be trying to pay attention, but if you shut down your auditory senses by stuffing earphones in your ears and jamming as you're walking, you have limited yourself drastically.
At least 50%.
Oh, at least, if not more. I mean, your hearing is very important to your awareness. And if you're not using it because you've got, you know, whatever piped directly in at a volume of 8 or 9, you are a walking target. You absolutely are.
Fascinates me when I see people jogging down the side of the road and they've got their iPod. Yeah, you can see the earbuds in their ears. And it's like,
It's like you have absolutely no idea what's going on around you. And I understand, but just to be aware of that. When you shut down your ears, you've shut yourself down. Okay, we're going to take a short break for the news. Be back in a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55KRC, the talk station.
55KRC.com.
Are you concerned or perhaps overwhelmed about your diabetes? Is your blood sugar out of control no matter how hard you try? If you have difficulty leaving home, you may qualify for individual assistance from the Visiting Nurse Association. The VNA's Live Well at Home with Diabetes program designed to address your individual situation and needs. A VNA nurse can come to your home and work with you and your family to teach you individualized techniques that will work for you. Call 513-345-8000 or visit the VNA website at thevna.org.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
This is a 3030 Fox News update on 55KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Brett Larson. 4 days of protests in Libya. At least 200 are dead, and this, the sound of what's believed to be amateur video from the scene. Gaddafi's son saying that the death tolls are exaggerated, but that protesters have taken control of some military bases and tanks. In Madison, Wisconsin, a sixth day of protests at the Capitol building.
The numbers are down from tens of thousands yesterday to hundreds today, but they're still in there. They've got the costumes. They've got the banners. They're still trying to make their voices heard. Now, you heard Governor Walker on Fox News Sunday today indicating that he is not about to give up an inch, but these pro-union demonstrators indicated that they can keep it up as long as it takes.
It's Fox's Mike Tobin reporting from Madison. And in Washington, both sides of the political aisle negotiating a budget to avoid a federal government shutdown. Fox News, we report, you decide.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Hey, it's Brian Thomas. Monday on the morning show, you know it. It's Money Monday with Nathan Bachrach and Ed Fink. Also, your phone calls. We're talking about everything that happened over the weekend. Morning show, 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Okay, condition yellow is relaxed alert. When you leave, you're saying, I may have to shoot today. It may happen. It could happen today. The next level of awareness would be condition orange. Condition orange is a specific alert, okay? Something is not quite right and has gotten your attention, all right? Your radar, so to speak, has picked up a specific alert. You shift your primary focus to determine if there is a threat. Yeah, but, you know, again, you do not drop your 6 o'clock. You do not ignore the fact that you have an area behind you that is not covered by eyesight. So you've got to look. You've got to keep checking. Your mindset shifts from I may have to shoot today to I may have to shoot that person today. This is a different situation. Focusing on specific targets, which has caused an escalation in alert status. In condition orange, you set what's called a mental trigger, okay? If this person does X, then I will have to stop him. Okay. Your pistol normally will remain holstered in this state. Staying in condition orange can be a strain, a mental strain, but again, you can stay in it for extended periods of time if you need to. If the threat proves to be nothing, you can easily shift back into condition yellow. Again, orange is that state in which you have identified a threat. If you're walking around, a mall or some sort of a festival, you should be in condition yellow. If you were walking around a mall and you see a guy who is maybe looking at you a certain way, following you a certain way, or you see him, you know, your wife is over at the concession stand and you see him, you know, arguing with her or any, you know, you can, the possibilities are endless, but the bottom line is this is the level at which you have identified a particular threat. Now, in this moment, this is not where we say, okay, this is my only problem. I can have no other problems. There's a video of a police officer in West Union who got taken down by a pair of brothers because he was dealing with one brother and the other brother had gotten behind him. He turned his back on him and the brother took him down. I don't mean to criticize the officer at all. I'm just simply saying that, and I'm not saying that he could have done anything different. I'm not criticizing him. I'm just pointing out that it was something that came from behind that got him onto the ground, okay? And the ground is not the place you want to be. You cannot allow your 6 o'clock or your blind side to be occupied by a potential threat of any kind. You cannot do that. You've got to maintain it. So while in condition orange, you may have identified a potential threat, but you have certainly not forgotten that other threats could exist in that general area, and you've got to be on top of this. You can't afford to get tunnel vision at this point. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got a few callers on the line. Let's see if we can answer some questions. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Larry, and I'm actually blind, and I try to travel safely, and but I have a concern. I always want to know what's the law on a person with disability. I mean, can he carry a weapon?
Larry, any person that, you know, any person that can pass a background check can buy a gun, and any person that can is approved by the sheriff's department or whatever, has taken the classes and done this and that, can get a permit. Now, whether or not, you know, I would simply point out that there's a responsibility that person has, and given the fact that you're unable to see,
yes,
it would be very difficult for you, you know, to justify, I'm not trying to be mean, but if you think about it, being blind, you would be unable to distinguish one target from another.
Exactly.
And that would probably put people at greater risk than you would. Yeah, and you would be personally liable for that, because being aware of the fact that you're blind, you know, you would be, the court would look at it and say, look, you have put everyone else's safety, you've put your own safety above everyone else's by carrying a firearm when you know you can't distinguish between a threat and a non-threat.
Right.
Visually, anyway. So
exactly.
I'm not saying there wouldn't be an incident where a blind person could use a firearm to defend themselves. I can think of several, but you understand that in general, it would be a greater risk than anyone would probably want to absorb.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because like I say, I mean, the only way I would be able to is once I make physically contact
exactly.
with them, then do it.
Exactly.
Just if they come and push me and they take off running, no, I would be able to.
And
right.
The thing is on that is that, you know, even if you're, let's say that you've identified a threat and you're wrestling with them.
Yes.
And you fire a gun. What you wouldn't be able to determine was that there was a person standing behind them.
Exactly.
And the bullet would pass through them and hit that person, whereas a person that was not visually impaired would be able to see that.
Okay. Well,
and that's even in that situation where you, yes, I know this is the bad guy because he's the one fighting with me.
Yes.
You've got to be able to tell what's behind him before you pull that trigger, because that bullet, even in the best of circumstances, can go right through him.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Wow.
So maybe a different type of weapon would be a better choice for you. A taser or a knife or a baton, something else that does not have that lethal projectile that could go and hit someone else.
On one end. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I never thought about a taser.
Yeah, that's certainly a possible. But, of course, you know, there's a risk. I mean, a taser is a projectile. It shoots barbs. A person could get hit in the face with it. Oh. It could blind you. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a dangerous item itself. It's certainly you wouldn't want to. I don't think carrying a firearm would be the best bet.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate it. I was just wondering because I often think about it, and then you know there has been attack on people.
Oh yeah.
Blind and in wheelchairs, and it's really terrifying.
It is.
Know,
I can imagine.
When people approach you.
I absolutely can imagine. I empathize for you, and I, again, this is my just knee jerk reaction. Certainly, if anybody out there has a better idea, email me at info@triggertimewithjoe.com. We'll put it on the website.
But, well, I certainly appreciate it, and I enjoy your program every Sunday.
Larry, thank you for listening.
Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I got a quick question for you. I just moved to Ohio from Tennessee.
Okay.
I got my carry permit in Tennessee, and I was curious if that applies, if I can carry here in Ohio. I know there's adjoining states that I can, but I wasn't certain about Ohio.
You know, if I said for sure yes, then I would be speaking maybe out of turn because I'm not 100% sure, but I believe we have reciprocity with Tennessee. I know we do Kentucky. But if you go to Ohioans for Concealed Carry or Buckeye Firearms Association, there's a couple of different places you can go, and they have reciprocity maps where you can see which states have reciprocity with Ohio and which ones don't. There's a number of reciprocity maps. In fact, there's a CCW travel planner online that you can go to, and you literally type in the state you have a permit from, the states you're going to be traveling through, and it'll come up with a route to show you, you know, where you can stay legal and where you won't be. So I believe that, I mean, I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I think Tennessee we're good with in Ohio, but before you act on that information, you really ought to look at a reciprocity map.
I got
just to be sure, but I think you're good. Try the Buckeye Firearms Association. That's www.buckeyefirearms.org, and see if there's not a reciprocity map on there.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Martin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Larry just called in, and I really feel for him being blind.
Yeah,
and
yeah, me too.
I think the only way to really make things good for somebody that's handicapped or in his position is to make laws, and I hate making laws, but maybe there should be a law. You know what? You screw with somebody who can't really take care of themselves, you're really going to get an ass whooping on it. So,
I think there are probably laws.
I hope there are, because really, yeah. Larry, yeah, my
that's
heart goes out to
yeah.
you. I don't want you firing at somebody that's attacking you. Maybe, you know, let me take care of the guy. Hopefully,
exactly,
I was
exactly.
around. Believe me, if there was 10 of me around,
right.
you'd be in good shape. So.
Right. And you know you heard what he said. He said it's terrifying when people come
sure
up to you,
is.
And that's you know that's kind of a yeah. it's kind of a gives you a sick feeling in your stomach.
It does. Because, it does. And you hear that kind of crap all the time.
Yeah.
And it does. And I just wish I was there at all them times. To
I agree.
Try to
I
help
hear
them
you.
Out.
I agree.
Okay, that's all I got. But
Martin,
I enjoy your show.
Thank you for calling, Martin.
Okay.
Thank
you. Bye.
Yeah, that's a you know that's the kind of thing that you know a guy who's blind. Or in any way handicapped, and to know that there are animals out there that, just like animals in the wild, you know, who go after, an injured prey. They're easier to get. They can't defend themselves, and it'd make you mad enough to just you know rip somebody's head off because it's what can the guy do? I mean, in reality, he can't carry a gun. You know, we got to be realistic. He can't carry a firearm because if he carries a firearm, anytime he uses that firearm. It's really a risk.
I think there is a special clause in the law
yeah.
for anybody that would attack.
And I believe I don't want to say for sure, but I think when you victimize you know, people with disabilities. I think there's at least it's, you know, I don't want to say for sure. Maybe I only think that because I think it should be that way. But I thought that there was. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, to answer his question, and I've had this question from a few people. I had a guy that was blind, you know, asked me to teach him to use a firearm and help him get his permit. And I told him, I said, you know, and his point was the same as Larry's. He's like, look, I won't use it unless I've got a hold of the guy. And that's when I told him, I was like, you gotta keep in mind that bullet might go through him. You know, you don't know what's behind him. And he had never thought of that. You know, he had just assumed, like most people, well, if I shoot him, the bullet will go only hurt him.
Well, right. And depending on how close they are, if he presses the gun into the person, it could go out of battery and it won't work anyway.
Right. Contact shots are only work in the movies anyway. So. Yeah, it's a bad situation. It's unfortunate. So, okay, we're going to take our final break. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Dave Armbruster for Joseph Chevrolet. It's construction time on Coleraine Avenue. Joseph Chevrolet is expanding to serve you better, but they can't expand unless they clear the lot. That means great construction sale deals for you. Ignore the mess and stop in today. There has never been a better time to buy a new car, truck, or SUV at Joseph Chevrolet than right now. Joseph Chevrolet is located on Coleraine, just a quarter mile north of Ronald Reagan Highway and minutes south of I-275. Chevy is an American revolution, and Joseph Chevrolet is your low-price leader on Coleraine.
It's Rush Limbaugh at noon and on your computer at 55krc.com. Search Listen Live from 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. All right, well, we were talking about levels of awareness that were introduced at least by at one time by Jeff Cooper, called the Cooper Color Code. There are four levels. Condition white is unprepared and unaware. Condition yellow is a relaxed alert. In condition yellow, you're taking in surrounding information in a relaxed but alert manner, like a 360 degree radar sweep you see on the movies. You know, basically in condition yellow, your mindset is, I might have to shoot today. In condition orange, you have identified a specific threat, a specific alert. You have set a mental trigger, all right? Remember the mental trigger. In condition orange, you set a mental trigger that says, if that person does X, Y, Z, I will need to stop them, all right? This is a specific threat. But again, we have not forgotten that we've got a blind spot. The final condition is condition red. Condition red is a fight. Your mental trigger, which is established in condition orange, has been tripped. You've decided, you know, it's time. This is it. The fight's on. This person needs to be stopped. Certainly not the place you want to get to. This is an actual combat situation. You're fighting for your life in condition red, and it's not a condition that you can stay in for extended periods of time unless you're in the best of physical condition. Hopefully, none of us would find ourselves in this ever, but people have, and they do, and you've got to. And I understand this might seem like an overly simplified format, but it really pretty much is just like this. You know, these are the levels of awareness. You can look at this and you can apply this to your life. Understand, if you catch yourself spending a lot of time in condition white, think about that. As you're going along, just think, you know what, I've been walking along here and I can't tell you what the last three jackets that looked like were past me. I can't tell you what the sign that I just went past that was bigger than my car said. I just can't. Well, then you know you're not paying close enough attention. You can train yourself to do this. You know, there are people that, you know, do this on a regular basis, but they train themselves. It's like anything else. You've got to make yourself do it. So hone this. Work on this problem. Look at things. Take them in, surround, you know, watch your area and stay on top of these things. Understand that you will progress sometimes through these stages from yellow to red in a second. in a second, and yellow to red. In yellow to red, you can go yellow to red and win. You know, you can go from yellow to red and win. You cannot go from white to red and win. If you go from white to red, you will lose unless your attacker does something completely stupid. That's just a fact. That's a fact. So again, yellow is where we are when we're anywhere. I mean, when we're anywhere. That, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're laying in your bed, I stay in condition yellow all the time. I really do. I pretty much do. I don't. I mean, obviously, when I'm asleep, I don't. But I pretty much am aware that an attack could come at any time because people are attacked in their homes. You know, one or two shows ago, we talked about a couple that were attacked in their home, and the man died, and the woman had to deal. I mean, it was a terrible situation. It happens. You are not safe in your home. Don't think for a second that within the walls of your home you cannot be gotten to. People get to people in their homes all the time. It does happen. So you can't really put your guard down just because you're within your walls. You can't do that. All right, let's go to the phones, try to get one more call in. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Real quickly, in relation to the personal mindset you guys have been talking about, can you touch on the terms sheep, sheepdogs, and wolves?
Sure. Yeah, well, that's the essay by Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. He wrote an essay, you know, called Wolves, Sheeps, and Sheepdogs. I'll tell you what, I'll hang up with you, Joe, and we'll talk for a minute about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. The terms, and you may have heard them on the show before. Wolves are obvious. Wolves are the animals out there that prey upon the sheep. The sheep are normal law abiding citizens. And again, this sounds like a derogatory term, but it's not. When we say sheep, we're not trying to be insulting or anything like that. People have the right to be sheep, and I hate it when I hear people run people down that fall into the sheep category. It's just the analogy works well with sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs, okay? Because it's something we can see and it's neat. But it's not an insult, okay? You have the right to walk around the city or wherever and absolutely unarmed and unaware if that's what you want to do, because this is America and we can do that, okay? The wolves are the people that will prey on the sheep. They prey on the sheep. They feed on the sheep mercilessly. They, you know, and the sheep are absolutely, usually completely defenseless, okay? The sheepdogs. Okay, the sheepdogs are the people that will not be a sheep. Okay, that's it. They're the people that are not criminals. They're not sociopaths, so they can't be wolves. All right, and they are not sheep because they are not going to sit in a defenseless state. The problem that we run into sometimes is sheepdogs will resemble wolves. And unfortunately, the sheep in our society will often look at the sheepdog and they will find problems with having them around. You know, they got sharp teeth and, you know, they look dangerous. I mean, if you think about it, the difference between a wolf and a sheepdog, from a sheep's perspective, they're like, wow, I mean, I'm glad they're here when the wolf's here, but if the wolf's not here, I really don't want them around. And these are the people that will tell you, look, I don't think you should be able to have a gun at your desk at work. I don't think you should be able to carry your personal weapon in here because, you know, I would never carry a gun, and I just don't think we need guns here, and I just don't want you to have that gun here. Well, believe me, if you had your gun there and there was a guy going cubicle to cubicle popping people off, this particular sheep would be delighted that you had brought it in. But again, this is one of those situations where there is no wolf, so the sheep believe there's no need for a sheepdog, all right? The problem is we don't know when the wolf's coming. So the sheepdog are ever vigilant. They're always ready. They're always ready to go. They're always ready to face the wolf, and they will face it. And they will go all the way. All right. So when we talk about wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, we really talk about the three classes of people that, you know, that are grouped into this essay. And everybody's one. You know, the sheepdog are the people that will defend themselves and others. The sheep are the people that will be prey for the wolves, and the wolves are the people that we're talking about most of the time, unfortunately, when we're talking about defensive shooting, because these are the people that will attack you, and they attack the same way a wolf does in the wild, without mercy, without hesitation, and with extreme violence of action. They will rip you to pieces, and they don't care how you feel about it, and they don't care that you have a wife and a daughter at home that love you, and you just want to go home. I just want to go home to my family. They don't care. In fact, the more you try to project your morals on them, the more you try to reach them on a personal level, the more they will demonstrate to you that they have no personal level for you to reach, okay? They will show you the difference between you and them, okay? You will try to appeal to them the way you would appeal to me, because I would care that you had a wife and a kid at home, because I have a wife and a kid at home, and I know what it's like to want to get home to them, and I would understand. And I would say, absolutely, buddy, absolutely. I want you to get home to your family just like I want to get home to mine. But then we're not talking about me. You're not talking about a sheepdog, okay? Yes, you're talking about an animal that is very similar. You're talking in aesthetics. We look the same. We might look aggressive. We might sound aggressive. We've got a loud bark, and we've got sharp teeth, and we've got all the same. But where we differ is between our ears, you know? I will not victimize you, and these people will. And they don't care how you feel about it, or, you know, as much as you can plead and you can do this and that. It's not that way. The other end of the spectrum is they don't demonstrate fear the way that some people think they will. I had a lady email us, a listener emailed me and told me that she carries her gun, but she carries it unloaded. She's got a permit, but she carries an unloaded gun. She believes that the mere sight of the gun will end any confrontation because she said nobody wants to get shot. Well, if you point a gun at a wolf, he'll probably laugh at you. Now, you might shoot him and you might get away. It might be a fine. But understand that just simply brandishing a firearm at some people, I mean, a lot of these people have been shot before. They don't care. They've been shot. They've been stabbed. They've shot people. This is nothing new to them. This is nothing. It's just like pointing a gun at a wolf in the wild. He's not going to be impressed. He's not going to be impressed. What are you going to do when he says, pull a trigger? In fact, if you don't pull a trigger, I'm going to kill you. And then he goes to make good on the threat. You're, well, boy, I wish I'd put bullets in this thing today. This is just another one of those moral projections or concept projections. She doesn't want to get shot, so she assumes anyone she encounters is going to be of the same mindset. I mean, my gosh, if I pull this puppy out and I point it at him, he's definitely going to leave me alone, because that's what she would do. If somebody pointed a gun at her, they could get her to whittle a canoe. So, yeah, she assumes that anybody else is going to be the same way. This is not the case at all. We have to understand that we live in a world where there are dangers. There are people out there that will do things to you that you just cannot believe a human being would do to another human being. And that's because they're not human beings. They're two-legged, bipedal animals, and they will victimize you all the way. You've got to be able to defend yourself and willing to defend yourself. But it begins with developing the right mindset. Okay? Mindset, training, these are the things that we try to encourage. We want to remind you to please email your show ideas to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Those are very important comments, suggestions. Again, info@triggertimewithjoe.com. And we would like to see everybody do more firearm training this year than they did last year. So go to the TDI website, www.tdiohio.com. The classes are starting, and they're filling up fast. So we'd like to see people get out there even more this year than they did last year. Amy?
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe and Amy. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
Straight talk about the impact of advertising on 55 KRC.